Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Hi, Fiona. How can we help you?
Hey, so I've been dating this guy. Everything's been going really well. I must say he's super hot.
Okay.
And we have a lot of chemistry. We've been having a lot of fun. But every time I try to take it a little further than making out, he backs away. It's really strange because, like I said, we have a lot of chemistry. We laugh a lot. And you can tell the sexual tension is there. But it hasn't gone further than making out, and I'm super concerned that it's me, that, you know, maybe it's something about me that he doesn't like.
Yeah. Or maybe he just wants to take things slow.
No, it's her, Pebbles.
No!
So I haven't heard from him in a couple days, and I'm like, getting a little worried.
So, like, do you guys just, like, kiss and stuff like that? Do you do hand stuff at least?
Hand stuff?
No. Every time I try, I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
See, I'm not gonna go with the guy who wants to take a slow thing, because the guy, we let the girl lead that dance.
Sure, I don't know any guy that wants to take it this slow.
Yeah, it's like when you're getting ready for a date, the guy, the whole time he's getting ready, he's like, let me get ready just in case we're going to have sex. I hope we have sex. The girl's getting ready knowing whether the night's going to end in sex or not already before she even meets the guy.
Right. I feel like the guy in the relationship.
I'm confused. Okay, so and now he's not hitting you up at all?
No, it's just dead radio silence.
All right, you know what? I don't even know. I'm hang on, we're going to try and call him next, all right?
Hello?
Hi, is this Alonzo?
Yeah, this is Alonzo speaking.
Oh, perfect. So, Alonzo, sorry to call you this early. This is Romero and Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And So, we're calling you from a radio station.
And, I'm actually waiting on a call from our doctor right now.
Okay.
We're not your doctor.
Yeah, so. We're not your doctor. But I can explain very quickly.
What's this about?
Somebody wanted us to call you really quickly. Basically, it's a girl that called us up, wanted us to call you up to ask you on a date. And if you say yes to the date, we'll pay for it. So, and you know the girl. Do you just want me to tell you her name?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to get something done, so yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Fiona is her name, and you guys already hung out a couple times?
Yeah. I know Fiona. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Okay, so would you go on another date with her?
I'd see Fiona again.
All right, perfect. All right,
that was the fastest second date thing we've ever done.
Yeah, so here's the thing. So we'll set it up. Like, you just let us know when you want to do this, where, and all that stuff.
Well, I'm kind of waiting on a call from a doctor, and then, I mean, I want to see her again, but I don't know, like, right now. Like, I'm not.
You don't know about right going on. You got, like, what, like, medical stuff going on?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, kind of. That's when I really don't. Y'all, radio station?
Oh, my God.
Hey, can I ask
Are you
something?
Okay?
No, well, she just explained to us that it seems like you're kind of, like, pushing her off sexual-wise. Is it because of your medical thing?
I have a medical condition that I'm trying to get taken care of.
Okay, is it something contagious?
Aww. I mean, it's not contagious. It ain't got nothing to do with her. It's not harmful. It's not nothing to do with her.
And the fact that you were laughing tells me that it's not serious, so that's good.
Well, I mean, it's serious to me.
Oh.
What is it?
I mean, it's embarrassing. I'm going to come out. The doctor, it's an actual condition. I've been diagnosed with a micropenis.
Wait, did you say micropenis?
Yes, micropenis one more time.
Oh, my.
You've been diagnosed with a micropenis.
I'm waiting to hear from a doctor, but I'm talking to y'all right now because I'm trying to go from a Kia to a Cadillac if I get this procedure done. But y'all wasting my time right now.
Okay, I didn't know you had to be diagnosed with one
of
those.
You can get that. So you went to the doctor so he can confirm that you have a really, really small penis?
You know what? Your mama.
No, that's what you just. Why are you mad at me? I didn't know. I'm like legit. This is it's a medical condition.
Oh my.
Yeah, it's a medical condition.
Well, that's good because. So, okay. I forgot to tell you that Fiona's on the phone. And she heard what you just said.
Oh my God.
Fiona.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So, Fiona. Oh. And now you know. Okay, now listen, because Fiona was confused why you didn't want to.
I was so confused.
And it has nothing to do with you, Fiona.
Alonzo, I just don't understand why you couldn't tell me that.
It's embarrassing.
We talk about everything.
Yeah,
not everything.
Talk about how I cried over my dead rabbit in ninth grade.
Yeah, but that's your dead rabbit ain't in your pants still.
Oh my God.
So you go to the doctor. He confirms that you have a really, really small penis. And what are the steps from there to make it bigger?
Wait, are you f***ing with me? Are you messing with me right now?
I'm not messing with you. I didn't know that this was an actual thing. I thought that just, you know, it was.
You better let it go before you get hurt.
Wait, on the call, we kind of talked. It starts off with hormone therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it's like surgery. It's kind of like the Reebok pump basketball shoe. You just pump the thing up.
Right. So you're going to be doing like hormones and stuff like that. I didn't know this, Pebble. I didn't know you could actually go to the doctor and get this fixed. You're not turned off by the fact that he has a micro penis.
I'm not. The connection was there. And you said you're getting surgery, right?
Yeah.
Stop laughing.
Well, if I don't miss this phone call,
it's a nervous laugh.
As far as seeing each other again, Alonzo, are you still down to see her again? And just, I guess she'll have to wait until you know.
Well, I guess since the cat's out the bag, I mean, and I have a whole array of skills, so we don't really have to wait.
A whole array of skills. Okay, then.
A whole array of skills besides actual penis sex?
Yeah, I can bowl with my tongue.
You know what?
Definitely confident in that, because that's all I've been doing for years.
Oh, my God.
Man, I just learned something today on the second date of the day. So, hold on. So, Alonzo, is that yes to another date with Fiona?
Yes, it is.
Wait,
yes,
did we ask Fiona if she still wanted the second date?
Yeah, she said she's down. Right?
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure.
I'm so down.
Oh, I think I can look past the
micro-penis. I don't think it would be that hard.
Are you going to ask him to see it?
No pun intended.
I mean, he's comfortable.
We'll see how it goes.
This sounds good. This sounds promising.
She can see that cute little thing.
Oh, my God.
So listen, motherfucker. Like I said before, your mama. Stop talking.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.